When Chechen gunmen took 800 hostages in a Moscow theater last month, President Vladimir Putin cautioned Russians against seeking retribution against ordinary Chechens. But in recent days, there have been acts of violence against ethnic Chechens in the Russian capital. And human rights advocates say police have now rounded up hundreds of Chechens in the city. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has more from Moscow.
Khadi Visaitov's been living in the Moscow suburb of Orekhovo Zoyevo for 15 years. He says he's never felt singled out for his Chechen heritage, not at least until 120 Russians died after Chechen separatists took over a Moscow theater. Visaitov sifts through the charred debris of his small corner shop, which used to sell clothing and household supplies. Last week, vandals smashed a window and tossed Molotov cocktails into the store. At first, the firemen wrote on the report that it was an electrical fire, Visaitov says, but there wasn't even any wiring in the part of the store where the fire broke out. Police later admitted Visaitov's store had been firebombed. There's no doubt about the motive. Visaitov reads spray-painted graffiti the attackers left on an outside wall. Chechens will kill you all, it says. The same message was sprayed on the walls of an apartment building across the street. Visaitov says most of his Russian friends know he's not personally to blame for the deaths in the theater, most of which were caused by the incapacitating gas Russian special forces pumped into the building. And to prove he's not afraid, Visaitov plans to rebuild his store. But many of the tens of thousands of Chechens living around Moscow are afraid. Russian human rights activist Lyudmila Gendel runs this Moscow charity, which hands out clothing and food to refugees who fled the war in Chechnya. Gendel says President Putin's promise that ordinary Chechens would not be singled out is being systematically violated.
The police are going around banging on the doors of ordinary Chechens. They check their documents, detain them, and interrogate them. In other words, they treat them like common criminals.
Gendel says the police have become increasingly aggressive, often planting drugs or weapons on Chechens and threatening them with prison terms unless they pay large bribes.
The police tell them, you Chechens have killed a lot of Russians and will do the same to you if you don't keep quiet.
One among the crowd of women at Gendel's charity today is Zoya Bisultanova. She's a 30-year-old mother of four who fled her home in Chechnya in 1996. Her physical features are typically Chechen.
The police stop me on the street every day, even when I'm walking my kids to school. They've detained me for up to 3 hours at a time, taken my fingerprints, and even recorded my shoe size.
Though it's against Russian law to fingerprint people not charged with crimes, accounts like Zoya's are common. As a refugee from Chechnya, her situation is worse. Even though Zoya's a Russian citizen, Moscow still uses Soviet-style residency permits to control who can live here. And because Zoya's temporary status in Moscow has expired, in the wake of the theater siege, teachers are threatening to expel her 8-year-old son, Timur. One teacher already singled him out.
My son forgot to take his pen to school one day. The teacher said, "So, you forgot your pen, but have you forgotten your Kalashnikov too?"
Such stereotypes of Chechens as criminals are typical among many Russians. 35-year-old Lisa says Chechens face a stark choice of suffering ethnic hatred in Moscow or war in Chechnya, where Russia's army has committed numerous abuses against civilians. One of my Russian acquaintances asked me, "Did you see any of your friends among the terrorists in the theater?" "It's dangerous to live in Chechnya and practically impossible to live here," Lisa says. Among those caught up in the latest sweep of Moscow Chechens was Ruslan Hezbollatov, a former speaker of the Russian parliament. He got a house call this week from police. Hezbollatov is losing hope that Chechens will ever be able to live within Russia. Since Russia doesn't want Chechens, Chechens don't feel Russia is their home, Hezbollatov says. If that's the case, then Russia should give up Chechnya so Chechens can live where they have for 2,000 years. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.